Take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And this doesn't look like it. Get in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome to tell you about a hidden gem in the jewelry world, Timekeepers. Timekeepers is a quaint family store featuring three generations of buying, selling, appraising, and repair of fine jewelry, timepieces, and rare collectibles. Timekeepers are located in the heart of Clayton and in West County on Olive. You can browse through their many one-of-a-kind jewelry items, music boxes, unique watches, and more. For hours and directions, go to timekeepersclayton.com or timekeepersstl.com. Hi, it's Jennifer Blom with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hey everybody, it's Frank Opinion. Hope you're having a terrific Friday. Now this is where this next day or so we're supposed to have a little bit of a cool down, a little cold front coming through. You know what I'd do with that time? If I were you, I'd go down and take a look at some Chevys or pre-owned vehicles at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You say, well, then, Frank, why don't you do that? I'm pretty well fixed right now for Londoff vehicles. We have three at our house. We have the White Lightning, the Corvette. We have a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. So we're good to go for a little while. Now, if the time has come when, even though you may not want to, maybe you're sort of attached to that old car you're driving, it's time. It's time either for something pre-owned that's newer than what you're driving or something brand new, whether it's leased or purchased from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And I hope you know our ongoing invitation and request. It's not to tell you what to buy or where to buy it. It's to ask you to just visit Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, because here's how confident we are that if you'll visit them, you'll probably end up finding exactly what you want, the vehicle you want and the deal you want. So let's do that. Let's invite you right now to include Johnny Londoff Chevrolet when you're out car shopping, either for new Chevy or something pre-owned. And I might add, if they don't have what you're looking for pre-owned, you tell them what it is. It's not going to take them long to come up with it. I'd like to say you're in good hands with Londoff, but the Allstate people already have that slogan. So let's just leave it here. Please accept the invitation. Give them a shot at your business. I think you'll be really glad you did. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
It's Friday on the Big 550 KTRS. And if it's a quarter after five, it means it's time for the Harris Challenge, which gives you a chance to get in here and play America's favorite topical trivia game. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or STAR-KTRS. As long as you've not played in the last 60 days, all of our contestants will get to choose a category. Each category will have five questions in it, worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points in that order. So there's a total of 15 points available in each category, but to win, you don't have to get them all right, just at least half of the points. And since we round up to 7.5 to 8, that's what you got to shoot for to win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right, Paul. Hope I can make it through this. I just had a coughing attack here.
Did you tear something in your throat when you did the right, Paul?
No, I didn't.
You're
okay?
Okay
there.
All right.
I think I'm having like an allergy attack. One dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the old town donut shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. We'll also throw in some tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right. The sponsor of the Harris Challenge is the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two movies on each screen. On screen number one tonight, it's Spider-Man Homecoming and Transformers The Last Night. And on screen two, the brand new War for the Planet of the Apes, preceded by Despicable Me 3. That's your choices at the movies where you can go 7 nights a week to see a double feature outdoors, under the stars, or clouds, depending on the evening, at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
We also have some tickets for the Playhouse at Westport. And this week coming up, we're going to have Church Basement Ladies.
Yes.
And we'll give you an opportunity to win tickets for that.
And if you get all the questions in your category right, you get all 15 points, we give you a fantastic bonus prize.
Yes, and you have to be 21 or older to get this. The clean sweep, you'll win a bonus prize from the Hollywood Casino, the place for pre- and post-concert dining and entertaining throughout the summer concert season. This is what you'll get. Two tickets to any summer concert at Hollywood
you
Casino.
You choose it, any one you want.
Yes. Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, food and beverage credit for Hollywood Casino restaurants for pre-show dining, shuttle service from Hollywood Casino to the amphitheater.
And you can park at the casino for free.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a one-night hotel stay at the Hollywood Casino, St. Louis Hotel, which just had a $73 million renovation.
So you get all that if you get all the questions right in your category. Let's meet our first contestant who's going to take a shot at it. Hello, John. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, your opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say hello to my wife, Kathy, and my sons, Tim, Mike, and Steve.
All right, John, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And you choose the category you want. There'll be three of them at first. Our weekly topical category is, have you been paying attention? Then category two, game of people with thrones. And category three, sports stuff. Which one do you want, John?
Let's try sports.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which major leaguer wore a gold chest protector and helmet during the All-Star game Tuesday night?
Yadier Molina.
Correct. Who will be playing in the finals tomorrow at her 20th Wimbledon?
Venus Williams.
Correct. Which Olympic swimming champion is going to race a great white shark for Discovery Channel's Shark Week?
Michael Phelps.
That's correct. Who gave Conor McGregor a literal money shower at a press conference this week?
Floyd Mayweather.
That's right. Now, for the clean sweep and the big prize, what is the name of a lawyer President Trump has hired as his new legal counsel? You're asking, how does that fit into sports? Here are your choices. Bob Gibson, Ty Cobb, or Mickey Mantle?
Bob Gibson.
The man's name is Ty Cobb. It's not the Georgia Peach, but that's the guy's actual name.
Oh, man.
And you were so close. The good news, John, is you still get your choice of prizes, and hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get whatever you choose, okay?
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's go on to our next contestant. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Paul, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You want to plug anything?
Enough with the fireworks already, please.
Are people still firing those off?
They are in my neighborhood.
Wow. All right, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Game of People with Thrones, or our new third category, not going to win an Emmy?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was arrested in Swansea, Illinois on Tuesday over an incident involving a helicopter, four loaded guns, eight dogs, and some prescription pills?
Bush.
Correct. The Chew Pointer, what will be the brand name of the new Tantara Resort at the Lake of the Ozarks after a multi-million dollar renovation?
Margaritaville.
Correct. In which state, where recreational marijuana became legal on July 1st, has the governor declared a state of emergency because of the supply of weed was all bought up in the first week?
Pass.
Here's your four-pointer. In what state did a KC-130 refueling tanker crash this week, killing 15 U.S. Marines and one Navy sailor?
Texas?
It was Mississippi. Which former president collapsed from dehydration while working on a Habitat for Humanity home in Winnipeg yesterday, but was back on the site this morning?
Bush?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
And we're back to the three-pointer with not enough time. It's Nevada that legalized weed and then ran out of it in the first week. Let's see how you did here, Steve. You got two for Margaritaville and one for August Bush the Fourth. Unfortunately, that's only 3 points. So not only do you not win the big prize, you don't win any prize. And instead, I have to punish you. Today, to punish you, we go to a couple whose real names are Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. But they recorded this under the names Jonathan and Darlene Edwards.
They're going to open for us tonight.
I am woman, hear me roar. A number's too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back to pretend.
Yeah.
Cause the workers have heard it all before. And I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gone.
I love where she loses the tempo in the middle.
Oh, yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom born of pain. Yes, I paid the price. But look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything
except sing this song. Oh,
like,
wow.
Mrs. Miller.
It is a little bit like that. Yeah. Steve, frankly, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Me too. That's got to be up there on your top punishment, I think.
Yep. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Here comes our next contestant, and it says on my screen your name is Rhino, but considering how Dan types, I'm guessing it's George.
Nah, it's a red zone nickname I had since the fourth grade.
So
George.
Ran with my head down.
So you do actually go by Rhino.
Uh-huh.
All right. You want to tell us about yourself besides that?
Nah, I'll just say hi to my wife and kids, Andrea and Zach and Alex.
All right. Here are the categories. Game of People with Thrones, not going to win an Emmy. That's so funny.
You,
just
George.
The one it did. I got all those fits.
Okay, Game of People with Thrones, not going to win an Emmy, or Multiple Choice Week. That's the new third one. Which one would you like, Rhino?
No, let's go with the Multiple Choice.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Calm down.
It's,
Dan, yeah,
it's catchy, isn't it?
I want to give the man an opportunity to win the big prize here, so let's go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Rhino, during a traffic stop in Key West, what did police find cocaine inside this week? A Cookie Monster doll, a box of fidget spinners, or the man bun on a new Ken doll?
Fidget spinners.
Cookie Monster. What did the TSA find in a passenger's luggage at Boston's Logan Airport? A 20-pound bag of heroin, a 20-pound potato, or a 20-pound live lobster?
The lobster.
Correct. Which mountain with America's highest peak did Katie Bono set a record by climbing up and down in 21 hours and 6 minutes recently?
Denali.
It is Denali. Which classic character voice did Steve Whitmire do for 27 years before being fired by Disney this week? Was it Mickey Mouse, Winnie the Pooh, or Kermit the Frog?
Winnie the Pooh.
Kermit the Frog. What food did a woman bring to a movie theater this week that led to lots of comments online? Spaghetti in a Ziploc bag, meatloaf in Tupperware, or a 10-inch pepperoni pizza?
Meatloaf.
You know, that would be a good answer if you didn't think to yourself, what's the most unlikely of the three? She brought in spaghetti in a Ziploc bag to a movie theater.
Nice.
Now, here's the thing about this. You're not supposed to bring food or beverage into the theater at all. But plenty of people have done it. You know, put it inside a jacket pocket or maybe in your back pocket with your shirt out, covering it up. Okay, fine. Imagine having to conceal spaghetti in Ziploc bags and then open them up and eat them without making a mess in the movie theater.
All you have to do is hang it on your side and just say it's a colostomy bag. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Wow.
Make a little money on the side.
Wow. I don't know that you make any money with that idea. Rhino, you got the 2 and the 3 for 5 points. Oh, I have to punish you as well.
Oh, boy.
Here come the Edwards.
Tim's... Somebody called and asked if this was Frank's daughter.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
Whoa.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a man's gal. No time to talk. Music loud and fellas warm. I've been kicking around since I was.
You know, this is almost as bad as that Mexican puppet we've played before. It's Cepillin.
Wow, they did more than one song, right?
Yes, they did. They did a whole album.
Wow.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I said that's enough. Oh, man. Well, thanks for playing, Rhino. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here comes our fourth contestant. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
I'll just beg for mercy to not get punished with that song.
All right, two categories left. Let's see how you can do with Game of People with Thrones or Not Gonna Win an Emmy.
Let's go to Not Gonna Win an Emmy.
Okay, the Emmy Award nominations came out yesterday. HBO got 111 nominations. Saturday Night Live got 22 nominations. These are people who are not going to win an Emmy because they were not nominated yesterday. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which late-night host show is not nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series? Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, or Samantha Bee?
Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sorry?
Jimmy Fallon.
That's correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Reality Competition? Survivor, RuPaul's Drag Race, or American Ninja Warrior?
Survivor.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy Series? Atlanta, Master of None, or The Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Drama Series? Game of Thrones, Stranger Things, or This Is Us?
Stranger Things.
Game of Thrones. Oh. Which star of Big Little Lies is not nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Limited Series? Shailene Woodley, Nicole Kidman, or Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon.
The correct answer is Shailene Woodley. By the way, Game of Thrones not eligible for Best Drama Series because they didn't have one. The new series starts this Sunday. They haven't had one during the Emmy nomination year. Jim, you got the 1 and the 2 and the 3. Frankly, I think it's time for you to hear a tortured Helen Reddy song.
If I have to, I can do anything.
Timing's impeccable.
I am strong. I am invincible.
Oh, yeah.
I am woman.
If you say so. Jim, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing.
Thank you.
All right, let's move on to our final contestant. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, shout-out to my husband and kids, and I'm hoping I don't endure the punishment.
Well, we all hope that, especially on behalf of those of us with headphones on in the studio.
Yes.
Let's see what the category is. Oh, it's Game of People with Thrones. This has nothing to do with Game of Thrones. This is about people who played kings or queens in movies. Okay.
Got it.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Monty Python movie did Graham Chapman play King Arthur?
Oh.
You can
Life of Brian.
No, it's the Holy Grail. Who played the title role in the 1991 comedy King Ralph?
John Goodman.
Correct. Which 2010 movie starring Colin Firth as King George VI won the Oscar for Best Picture?
The King's Speech.
Correct. Who played Queen Clarice Rinaldi opposite Anne Hathaway in The Princess Diaries?
Julie Andrews.
Correct. Who played King Jaffa Jaffer in the 1988 movie Coming to America?
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy played Prince Akeem. His father, the king, was played by James Earl Jones. But Chrissy, you did get the 2 and the 3 and the 4, a total of 9 points.
Oh, Chrissy.
Hallelujah.
We all thank you very much and congratulate you. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And that's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to throw it to a guy who lost it earlier.
And lost it. I can't look at you.
He can't look at me. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
Oh, I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to do this. You've got an accident on eastbound Highway 4064 just before Highway 270. The three right lanes are blocked, and traffic is a solid jam back to Clarkson. Another accident on westbound Highway 44, a little past Highway 109. You're slowing near Lewis Road. Southbound 170 is stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. Let's see here. Up in North County, just still a little stop and go. Traffic left over in pockets now between McDonald and Highway 170. Downtown's looking pretty good. And westbound 40 is slowing, approaching Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
I don't have sinus problems, so I don't know how bad it can be, but some of my friends talk about it, and I see what they go through, and I feel so terrible for them. Every time I see a friend with sinus problems, I tell them about my other friend, Dr. Karen Boone at Metro Sinus. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor in St. Charles, and people come from all over the region to go get help from Dr. Karen Boone in Metro Sinus. She will solve your sinus problems one way or the other. But what's great about Dr. Karen Boone is that she has perfected a procedure called balloon sinuplasty. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections. In fact, colds, well, we all get colds, but people with sinus infections and sinus issues, their colds last for weeks at a time because they don't drain properly. Dr. Karen Boone can solve that problem. Covered by insurance, covered by Medicare, and it's an hour-long procedure, so you're back to work the next day. 636-685-8040 or Dr. Karen Boone at MetroSinus.com.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of 4 gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
The economic recovery we've all been waiting for is finally here. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 888-98-STEEL, 888-98-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know. I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies cold.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
It's hot. Beat the St. Louis heat and make your home more comfortable with a ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Enjoy the cool breeze of a ceiling fan, starting at just $39. Plus, you'll reduce your energy bills all year long, even in winter. And you'll know you're getting the best price in town or on the internet with Metro Lighting's low price guarantee. Shop local. Shop Metro Lighting. Celebrating 50 years of bright ideas. Online at MetroLightingCenters.com.
Have you seen Bishop's Post's new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
More new salads like the tenderloin salad.
Yeah.
New entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
Yeah.
At Bishop's Post in Chesterfield, you'll find a menu stocked with timeless favorites with contemporary and bold flavors.
This menu should taste great.
The food tastes even better.
Funny guy.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West, south of I-64, just west of Clarkson in Chesterfield. Online at bishopspost.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Ready.
It's
portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Two great places for food. One a sit-down restaurant, one a market where you can pick up the food and take it home for the grill this weekend, or salads, or pies, or so much else. Or sandwiches and soups, too. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Sponsors of this gentleman from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hold on to
you. All right, go ahead. Sounds like a Pinot Noir.
It is.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank good
you.
Ear.
Thank you very much.
Good ear.
Yeah.
My apocalypse,
yeah. Yeah.
First of all, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
This week's taking a long time to get here, huh?
Especially after last week with the
apocalypse
holiday.
Question, Russian President Putin has spoken with, called, or traded emails with three of these four stars. Name the name of the star that he has never spoke with or sent emails or text to. Jennifer Lopez, Madonna, Ellen DeGeneres, Angelina Jolie, answer in a minute. Two movie reviews tonight.
Okay.
I've already given you a heads up on both of these movies, but they're opening nationwide today. The first one is The Big Sick. You see it, homie?
I gave it a 10 out of 10.
And it is a must-see, a true story that you won't soon forget, a one-night stand between a Muslim comedian and his Christian girlfriend turns into true love, but Ray Romano and Holly Hunter are parents who end up having to deal with their daughter in a hospital and a possible terminal disease, as well as a terminal love affair. Romantic, charming, heartbreaking, and yet hilarious. Rated R, 119 minutes, 4 stars out of 4 stars.
It opened here in the art theaters last week. It opened up in a lot more theaters as it went wider today. I'm encouraging everybody to see this. Best movie of the year.
I agree. Totally agree. Now, War of the Planet of the Apes. You see that?
No.
This is the best of the franchise. We think of Woody Harrelson, and we think of Cheers, but this performance in this movie is Oscar-worthy. It's the war of wars between the humans and the apes. Really great effects. PG-13. One problem I have with it, you know, I want a movie to be an hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This is over 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Too long.
Yeah, it is. And because of that, and only because of that, I'm giving it 3.5 instead of 4 stars.
Wow, okay.
It gets too long. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Medical news is a trend. Kayla Jenner getting a butt lift surgery this week.
Nice.
I wanted to take some of Kim Kardashian's buttocks and put it in there.
Hmm.
Maybe Robbie Kardashian's buttocks and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Two New York Post headlines above the story that a 73-year-old woman and her 70-year-old boyfriend have been robbing banks since 2015. They finally got caught. New York Post headline screams, Granny and Clyde, bank heist geezers.
Okay.
You like that one?
That's all right.
Yeah.
Granny and Clyde, I think it's good.
I heard it.
I think it's good, homie.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I know it's fine. I said I think it was good.
Yeah,
I like Granny and Clyde.
Just step up, homie. Little Paul here is dropping the ball.
I'm waiting for the other one.
With the news of the United States Senate will probably investigate the secret meetings between the then Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton on her aircraft on that Phoenix tarmac. Headline in the Post screams, snakes on planes.
We have got to get these MFing, yeah, the whole thing.
Are you using cuss words on my report?
No. There's
monkey
no,
fighting.
There's no part of that Samuel L. Jackson quote I can go into after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead. What else?
What about the eels, homie? You see the eels that were on the highway?
What? Where?
Eels.
Eels in Oregon. 7,500 pounds of eels.
Ew.
Live eels.
Ew. Really?
Wow. Oh.
Truck spilled, crashed. 7,500 pounds of eels, thousands of eels, all over the 110 freeway. They were being sent live over to the Korean Peninsula for consumption.
Wow. You know, if somebody in Hollywood doesn't turn that into a horror movie in the next 5 minutes, I'm shocked.
Can you imagine that?
Ugh. I want these MFing eels off this.
Yeah.
I want these monkey fighting eels.
Yeah. Hasta la vista, my friend, Mr. Falcon.
Unbelievable.
I want these Mr. Falcon eels.
All right. Russian President Putin, who has he never called, talked to, or texted? Is it Angelina Jolie, Ellen DeGeneres, Madonna, or Jennifer Lopez?
It is Tim's birthday, so we're going to let him go first.
Yeah. I'm going to say
Ellen. Whose birthday is it?
Tim.
Oh, happy birthday, homie.
Thanks, Mike. Ellen DeGeneres.
Dan?
I was going to go Ellen.
J-Lo.
Ellen.
Answers Ellen DeGeneres. Finally. Aloha Friday. The word of Monday. We're going to play it. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, Lili Okalani, Lani Anio, K.L.A. Kuna, Cargo, Argo, Hui.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lulawa Hawaii.
Before I get to knuckleheads in the news for today, I just have to mention one quick item I saw today. In the state of Texas, they have a new open carry law. Not for guns. You've been able to open carry guns there for a long time. Effective on September 1st. In Texas, you will be able to open carry knives, daggers, and swords.
Swords?
Yes. Yeah. Imagine walking down the street and there's a guy with a sword coming towards you. I cross the street. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Really? We have enough of a population in this country with swords that we have to give them open carry rights? Okay. Whatever. Let's go to Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by Window World, the number one replacement window company in the United States, online at windowworldst.louis.com. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as Knuckleheads in the News, we begin with a story 11 different people sent me this week. The story out of Corpus Christi, Texas, where people went to the ATM at a Bank of America branch and found odd notes coming out through the receipt slot. One of them said, "Please help. I'm stuck in here and I don't have my phone. Please call my boss." Some customers thought it was a gag, but one of them thought maybe this is real and actually did dial 911. The cops showed up. They heard a faint voice coming from inside the ATM. What is this, some sort of bizarre burglary? No, the man's voice explained that he had been changing a lock to a Bank of America room that leads to the back of the ATM, but he couldn't get out because he didn't have a key card on him, and he couldn't notify bank employees for help because his cell phone was in his truck. So one of the police officers kicked in the door to the room and freed the man, and after confirming his story and determining that he was not in there to steal money out of the ATM, the guy was released. Story number two from contributor Jeff Olson. A story from West Des Moines, Iowa, where police are looking for a man they said attempted to rob two banks in the same morning. The first incident happened at 8:15 at the Marine Credit Union on 9th Street in West Des Moines. Surveillance video shows somebody trying to get into the credit union before it opened. But since the doors were locked, he ran away, and then a half hour later, police say the same man showed up at the First National Bank on 5th Street 15 minutes before it opened its doors. Couldn't get in there either. Ran away when he spotted a police officer inside. What was the cop doing there? He was warning the employees about the guy who tried to rob the credit union a half hour earlier. Cops are still looking for the suspect. Now we go to Los Angeles, where the 14th Factory Museum has a display of dozens of crowns made from different materials on exhibit, and they were all on top of pedestals in neat rows. Lots of people had gone in to see them. Nobody caused trouble except for one woman who squatted down in front of one of the pedestals and was about to take a selfie when she lost her balance and fell backward, knocking over that pedestal and all the ones behind it like a row of dominoes. The whole thing was caught on tape by security cameras. The video was shared to Live Leak, where it went viral. The owner of the gallery says the woman knocked over 10 pedestals, causing $200,000 worth of damage. And now the exhibit's insurance company will have to deal with who pays for it. And we finish with a story from contributor Matt Burrows, a story from Salem, New Hampshire, where Emily Morin was arrested twice within 5 hours on shoplifting, drug possession, and motor vehicle violations, among other things. She was first arrested after a shoplifting incident at the Macy's at the mall at Rockingham Park. Emily was found to be in possession of an opioid called Suboxone. She was charged with willful concealment and possession of a controlled drug. They also found out her license and registration were suspended. They took her to jail, and she got released on $2,500 bail. And she signed the bail agreement form, which says she will not commit a crime while on bail or drive until her license is restored. They let her go. Then that afternoon, Emily and a female friend returned to the headquarters of the cops in Salem and demanded that Officer Andrew Fiol return the Suboxone to her. He said, no, we have to keep this. It's evidence. You're not going to get your drugs back. She said, oh, well, and she went outside and got into the driver's seat of a blue Volvo S60 while the cop watched her and knew that she had a suspended license and registration, and he ordered her to stop as she was backing out of the parking space, asked her to get out of the car. She refused. He finally yanked her out of there, put her in handcuffs, took her inside to a cell. Now, in addition to the earlier charges, she's charged with driving after revocation or suspension and resisting arrest and breach of bail. And let's just say she needs a lawyer really badly. Yeah. And a designated driver. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, we do not do politics on this show, but I do have to do one Trump-related story. Did you see the video of Trump meeting the French president yesterday?
No.
No.
Of course, they did the handshake thing where it's almost like, pulling on one side, tug of war between the two of them. They did that. But also, the first ladies of each country were there. And President Trump took a moment to tell the country of France's first lady, Brigitte Macron, you're in such great shape. And then turned to the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, and said, she's in such good physical shape. Now, forget the fact that it's Donald Trump. I'm just thinking about how that would work if I did that in front of my wife. Because Melania was standing right there. If I said that to somebody else's wife, we're going to have a very bad night at my house, right? Would that work with you and Angela?
No.
Would that work with you and Sandy?
No.
Would that work with you and Karen?
No.
No. At least he didn't grab her by the you-know-what. That's all the time we have for this week. I'm Paul Harris on behalf of Tim, the birthday boy, and Dan and Ian, who are not birthday boys, and Max and all the rest of us here who work on the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
And we get a final check on traffic. Happy birthday to Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. Well, they're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 40 just before Timberlake Manor. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up to Chesterfield Parkway West. They have cleared the accident that had three lanes blocked before Highway 270. So you still have a few little leftover slowdowns between 141 and 270. They also cleared an accident that was on westbound 44 at 109. So you should be thinning out as you go through that area. North County is really about the only real slowdown we have now. And it's on eastbound Highway 270 between east of McDonald to Highway 170, and on westbound Highway 40, things are a little bit slow still between Winghaven and Highway 70. That's folks wanting to get out of town. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Live. And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for details.
All Shook Up, featuring Elvis Presley's chart-topping hit, live at the Muni now through the 19th. Sponsored by U.S. Bank. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell. It's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
KTR. KTRS St. Louis.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dude. All right,
Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Middle of summer, and this swimming pool in Maplewood still looking for lifeguards. Well, a bunch of lifeguards just got fired here, and portions of the swimming pool are shut down.
Our district heart really goes out to Talon's family because he was a great kid.
A Mid-Missouri Marine among 16 killed when a plane slammed into a Mississippi field this week. What one man who knew him is saying tonight.
There's a proposal to raise salaries for police and firefighters in St. Louis City. Why the police union opposes the plan.
Looking to quench your thirst, there's a lemonade stand or two or three or four in Chesterfield. I'll explain why.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, controversy tonight over the firing of lifeguards at swimming pools in Maplewood and Richmond Heights.
The lifeguards call their dismissals unfair, and patrons are upset because top attractions at the Maplewood pool were closed today.